Jerry Abramson. We hope you enjoyed today's day-long Derby coverage here on 84 WHAS and that you'll share in the pride we all feel this day, a day that showcases our city like no other. We've got an exciting city, so sit back and enjoy some of that excitement. Derby Day on 84 WHAS.
Live from Churchill Downs, 84 WHAS continues its exclusive complete coverage of the 123rd Kentucky Derby. Now, here's your 84 WHAS Derby Day host, Wayne Perkey.
It is America's oldest continuously held race, the Kentucky Derby. First run May 17, 1875, the opening day of the brand new track, which became Churchill Downs. And here we are, the first Saturday in May, looking for the next successor to Aristides, the 123rd Kentucky Derby.
Wayne, one of my old buddies I saw over here in the corner, I got to say hi to him again. That's my man, Snooky. Snooky's back! Hey, Snook, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing today, brother?
All right, Snooky is the most tattooed human being I've ever seen in my life. You're like a legend out here, aren't you?
Yes, I try to be.
Didn't you say on your leg you had like 15 skull heads or something?
Well, I got a couple.
Yeah, now what happens, Snook? You wake up one day and say, you know what? I don't have enough death and destruction painted on my body. I need more skulls. Or do all of your hobbies include pain? I mean, like when you're just looking for some fun, you tell somebody to punch you in the nose?
No. She poked me through my nose, and it hurt just a little bit.
He's got a big ring hanging out of his nose, Wayne, and he's got a bunch of brand new exciting tattoos all over him. I think you should start your own art show. Just check into the Speed Museum and just have Snooky on a Lazy Susan turning around. Wouldn't that be great?
Okay.
He's Snooky the Tattoo God.
Another radio personality role model, right?
Yeah. I'm in the stakes room. This is part of Millionaire's Row, and who shouldn't be there but another millionaire, Reggie Miller, the outstanding hoopster from Indiana. Reggie, you told me not to ask any questions about horses, but who cares? I mean, listen, this is a wonderful day.
Yes, it is. This is my first time actually coming down here, and you know, I was fortunate to actually be in the millionaire's room next to you. They say you're the high-stakes man in here anyway, so yeah, to be next to you.
I didn't want it to get out, but it happens to be true.
You will not believe who we found just sitting here watching the races, having fun. Don Rickles and his wife, lovely wife Barbara. How you two, both of you?
Why are you so excited?
Well, I've watched you. A lot of us have watched you as we grew up.
I get the feeling the race is on and you're out of control.
I'm always out of control.
I mean, I thought I was hyper, but you need a hot bath, something. Bob, you got to snap out of this.
And they call you such a mean man. And here, your wife adores you, and you are just a very nice, very nice man.
Unfortunately, I'm not crazy about you, Bob. That's the only drawback.
Don Rickles, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob, and I'll see you later. We'll have lunch.
Or dinner or whatever it might
be. Don't beg. Don't beg.
Okay, thank you both. Don Rickles and lovely wife Barbara. I'm Bob Segola for Derby 123.
Let's go down and visit Jay Norris. He's hiding out from the rain probably right now. Jay?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I am in one of the entranceways that lead to the paddock area. And
Jockey?
Did I say jockeys? No, I didn't say jockeys, and I don't wear them either, so well, thank you so much for asking.
Milton?
Number 10, Bo Derek, and we talked 2 years ago, so you must have liked it enough, Miss Derek, to come back again this year.
You know, I loved it, and this is one of the few things in life, I think, that really lives up to your expectations and what you imagine the Kentucky Derby would be like.
Down the stretch, Ballad Expectations draws away with a lead. Bick is in second, Delay of Game third on the rail, with Lord Rusty fourth. It is Ballad Expectations drawing clear. With Bick in second as we come to the wire, it's going to be Ballad Expectations. He takes it. Ballad Expectations is the winner by 2.5 length.
You wouldn't have the Kentucky Derby without the playing of My Old Kentucky Home, and I am here amid the people who do that for us every year, the Cardinal Marching Band. Come up with a song. Let's go, guys. Let's hear what you can do. Play me something. Here they go. I feel so. I'm conducting the marching band. Okay, now I want to talk to you, Heather. What key are these cymbals in?
They're not. I don't think they're noted, right?
It's Diligence with the lead being challenged by Victor Cooley. Diligence with Victor Cooley coming after him. Bet on Sunshine is gaining. We come to the wire, and it is Diligence wins it by 3/4 of a length over Victor Cooley.
Here's my first Weird Hat report. Sir, where'd you get that weird hat?
Well, this hat came to me from my wife. My wife made this hat last year, refused to wear it.
She refused to wear it.
I refused to wear it last year.
Okay. I can't imagine why. It's this big green and white striped thing with a horse and an apple and a few other derby things on it.
Yeah, it's a beacon of derby, and if Kim didn't make it for me, I wouldn't be wearing it.
Are you winning anything? Is this bringing you luck?
Of course it is. We just won the Exacta box, across the board on the last race.
Really? Race four, you did okay?
Fine, but we're not buying if my friends are listening.
Okay, we did now. Well, you're not buying.
Not at all.
Do they know who you are? Would you wish to identify yourself and give your Social Security number?
Not the Social Security number, but the Dickster. Believe it.
Okay, I think an appropriate name, don't you, with that hat?
You're from Louisville, aren't you? What's your name?
My name's Andy DeVore.
Phoebe DeVore.
Phoebe, and you all have a friend from quite a ways away, I understand.
Yeah, this is Helma Grossum from Bretzfeld, Germany.
From Germany. Does she speak much English? Do you speak
A little bit.
A little bit? Let me ask you, is das kalt?
It is sehr kalt here, aber very, very nice. I am happy.
Oh, we're happy to have you here, and yes, it is sehr kalt out here today.
Excuse me, sir. Is the weather dampening your derby?
Absolutely not. I'm having a fabulous time.
Does the cigar go out when the rain hits it?
I've been undercover, so.
How about you?
Well, he's a woman in drag. That's the problem. That's the reason he's having a problem with his cigar.
Is that Marilyn Manson?
Absolutely.
I knew it. I knew Marilyn Manson was here training at the Derby. Jane Norris from Grandstands for 84 WHAS.
Capone Bell still holding the lead, but Hidden Lake challenging. And here comes JJ's Dream the Gray making the move. Capone Bell trying to hold on. Capone Bell is still there as we come to the wire. It's going to be Capone Bell to win it by a length.
Okay, you have one of these bone beers. I want to explain mathematics to you.
Mathematics. Hey, what's going on?
Okay, how much did you pay for this beer?
Yeah, it's too much. $8.
$8. It's $8. It's a beer and a bone, they call it. All it is, it's like a small barbell. What they do, though, is the center of it is so thin, they're not giving you any more beer than they are.
Beer right here, and then the other beer's up here.
But it's really just like one can of beer.
24 ounces.
Well, here I am among Genius Row, ladies and gentlemen, with the Mensa students. Yes, ma'am, what do you need?
I'm from Georgia, and I pick up the station all the way in Stowmountain, Georgia.
Oh, that's really nice. We appreciate you listening to us there.
I'm a peach from Stowmountain, June Higgs.
Do you not have any good radio stations there so you listen to us?
No, but I lived here, and I love it up here, and I like to hear what's going on up here.
Well, that's nice. We're glad you stay in touch, Georgia Peach, all right? Just get it at nighttime?
Yeah.
In the daytime, nobody's there. We all have jobs at a bank. Yeah, we turn the station off. We're only on at night. For Derby 123, I'm Terry Miners on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
What a guy.
And I've been selling out here on the track for about 25 years.
Well, that's perfect, because you're going to give us some frame of reference. Now, you have ice cold beer. Do we really need ice cold beer on an ice cold day?
Well, it's like this. It's either that or you get hot beer and people are complaining because the beer is not cold.
Actually, I have spectators now. They're all watching the coolest guy in the infield, Nehru Lampton.
Nehru Lampton?
Yeah, he's got his drum set up, and he's even got plastic over the top. You go right ahead. How are you doing, Nehru?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, Jerry?
You're putting on the best show out here today of all
Thank you.
Let's get this guy out here, all right?
Now this guy from the radio, I'm glad he really dug my show, and maybe he'll drop in some dough, and then I won't be so damn poor. You people out there, come down and see my show. Now, there's the guy here in the blue. Come on, man. You know what to do. If you throw in a buck or two, really nice things will happen to you.
Or two.
Yeah, man. If you throw in a buck, then you'll have really good luck, no matter what horse
We have to be careful with some of this stuff they're doing out here. Nehru is very clean. Some of the people he's talking with are obscene. Hey, I'm rhyming. He's sort of the Dr. Seuss of the infield this afternoon.
Okay, Terry. You going to pick a winner in the Derby yet?
I'm going to go ahead and go with Pulpit. I want Seth Hancock to get a Derby.
And Tony Cruz, you changed your mind 8 times.
All right, but this time I'm still sticking with it. I think Silver Charm is the horse to beat in the race. I like Captain Bodger right behind him, and I've spun Freehouse in there somewhere.
All right. What about you, Paul Rogers?
I can't desert my buddy Freehouse.
I think Pulpit wins the Kentucky Derby.
Man, I'm with you. My heart's pulling for Seth Hancock, too, today.
I think that... this is going to be an excellent Derby from a competitive standpoint. When they come touring down the stretch, you might see 5 of them straight across. Who knows?
They're off in the 123rd Kentucky Derby. Now it's Silver Charm coming on. Silver Charm gets by Freehouse. It's Silver Charm with Captain Bodger trying to chase him.
Silver Charm and Captain Budget. Silver Charm and Captain Budget right together. Silver Charm with a head in front. Captain Budget on the outside. Silver Charm and Captain Budget. Silver Charm wins the Lion X. Bob Baffert lost the Colts last year. He wins it this year.